I can be happy alone, but it takes two to be glad. I can be happy alone, but it takes two to be glad. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert L. Riley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Is that clear now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can be happy alone, but it takes two to be glad. What does it mean to be happy? Well, to be happy merely means that all of your programs are going harmoniously, all of your life is going along harmoniously, your world is in order, and everything is, you know, doing just fine. Now, what does happiness mean? Does it mean that you have to share it? Like, oh, look at that sunset, isn't that glorious? And we want to share it. And when we want to share it, then we have to have somebody else there. And if there's nobody else there, then how can we share it? How can we be happy alone? But you can be happy alone, because happiness doesn't need someone to share. Happiness is an inside job. Happiness is a feeling of very goodness. When you look at something, you look at a little child who does something lovely, and you just sort of giggle inside, you know. You don't have to say, hey, look at what that child did. Look, wasn't that happy? Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that, you know, that kills it. You just are happy alone when you see it. And when a little dog goes out and steps in the snow for the first time in his life, and he wonders what that white stuff is, you know. And so then he's running around in it. And his feet are cold at first, but after a while he doesn't notice it. They get frozen. After a while he doesn't notice it. And then he slips, and he rolls in the snow. And he says, oh, this is fun, you know. And then he runs, and he stops when he comes up to you, but he doesn't realize there's snow there. And so he goes sliding on past you. And he said, wow, what is this crazy stuff? And you just can't help but be happy in watching him and delighting in the antics that he's doing, which are perfectly normal. Perfectly understandable, because he had never seen snow before. He didn't know what it was. But happiness is something we can do alone. You read a letter, and it has happy news in it, and you just feel good inside. Or you look up at the stars, and you say, I wonder where my star is tonight. And so you look around, and you say, oh, I guess it's that one right there. And of course, the stars are changing position all the time. And what you look at it in the evening and you look at it in the morning are two different things. Like Orion's belt is at the eastern horizon at night, and it's on the western horizon in the morning. When light is starting to break, it's all the way over there. And the Big Dipper, right now it's running around upside down. Mm-hmm. It really wouldn't hold anything. But at other times, the Big Dipper is right side up. And it's very interesting to notice where it is and how it is. But those are happy things. Those are happy things you look at and you say, yes, I always know the Big Dipper. Yes, I always know Orion's Belt. Yes, I always know where the North Star is. Where's the North Star?
The North.
Huh? The North Star is off the tip of the Big Dipper. The Big Dipper points to the North Star, which is just to the right of the UFO tower out here, you know, just maybe about a mile to the right of it, or 2 miles. But every time you look, and if you look a mile to the right and then look straight up, you'll see the star, and then you'll know where the Big Dipper is. And sometimes the Big Dipper is down below the horizon, and the North Star is always up there, though. It always can be seen, because this is the Northern Hemisphere. And the North Star is part of the Northern Hemisphere. And what does the circle of stars do? It goes around, but the North Star is always in place. The North Star is always there to be a mariner's compass, to show him where to go and how to do it. And he's very happy about that. Can you imagine being a seaman and depending on the stars to guide you to America, for instance, from Spain? And then having the North Star not be there sometimes, mm-hmm. That'd be a tough thing. That'd be very tough. So every time the navigator looks up and sees the North Star, he says, wow, bless you, bless you. You know, because you're my guide. And then what does he do? He stands there looking at the North Star, and he points his one hand at the North Star and the other hand the opposite direction. So that's north and that's south. And then he looks straight to the west or straight to the east. And so he knows what direction he's supposed to go. Now you say that's rather primitive. Yes, it's very primitive, but it works. And it's what mariners have been using, and people who are in the woods looking for their way out, and travelers who don't know where they are or what streets they're on or what roads they're on, and they're supposed to go to the north part of town, and so then they find the North Star, and then they stand and they make a compass rose out of themselves, and they know what they're doing. And the wife says, "Sweetheart, what are you doing?" "Well, I found the North Star. Now I want to make sure that we're going in the north direction. And so I'm just standing here making a compass rose of myself so that I know where to go." "Well, you're stupid. That's stupid. Why don't you use a compass in the car?" "Because I'm not sure that that always works. The kids are playing with it sometimes and fooling around with it. And sometimes the compass is messed up by the deviation field that we drive through. And it's never really true. So, it's a general idea. The compass gives you a general idea of where north is. But see, these are just happy little things. Now, it takes two people to be glad. That's by the definition of the word. The definition of the word glad means that it's a sharing type of thing. We're glad we're together. We're glad. Are you glad I gave you that gift? Am I glad you gave me that gift? Did you know that she smiled at me, and that made me so glad, so happy and glad, you know, both, everything. And it's really fantastic. It's really fantastic. I was talking with Stefan, and Stefan is having his relationship with his friend and doing just beautifully. And he says, "I'm so happy when I think about her. I'm so happy when I'm with her. I'm so happy, you know, in whatever I do." And I say, "Hey, you've got it all. That's what a relationship is all about. You are happy." Now, whether she's happy or not, probably she is, but that doesn't make any difference to you. Are you happy? When you are happy, then everything is right with the world. Everything is harmonious and everything is beautiful. And that makes it all very, very glad, because it's a shared experience. I'm happy alone. Everyone is happy alone. And if we're not happy alone, then we've got a problem. We have a problem. And that's what life is all about, is are you going to be happy or are you going to have a problem? But think about it. You make yourself happy and you make yourself sad. You make yourself successful and you make yourself unsuccessful. When you can share with someone, that brings you gladness. When you have happiness, that you can do alone, and that you can feel very good about. It's kind of fun. And that's what it is. I can be happy alone, and it takes two to be glad. And aren't you glad that we are who we are?
Yes.
I love you. I love you. I love you.